Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We'll go to the US now. Big, big news from the US because Hunter Biden, this is bound to play into the presidential election campaign. Hunter Biden, the son of US President Joe Biden, is to plead guilty to three federal charges, it's been announced today. The crimes involving tax and possession of a firearm are the subject of a plea deal, which will likely keep him out of prison. Joining me on the latest on this developing story is Amber Phillips of the Washington Post. You're very welcome, Amber, to the programme once again. What about these charges? What about this plea deal?
Sure. So what's happened, as you said, is Hunter Biden has reached a deal with federal prosecutors to stay out of jail. So he's going to plead guilty to two relatively minor crimes, misdemeanors here in America, for failing to pay over $1 million in taxes in 2017 and 2018. And as a result of that plea deal, he'll admit to lying on a gun form. When he bought a gun in 2018, that he was sober. He was not. It's illegal in America to lie on a gun form and buy a gun when you're under the influence of drugs. Mm-hmm. But he will technically not plead guilty, and in turn, prosecutors will agree not to prosecute him, and that charge could be dropped from his record. So all in all, it means he's going to have two guilty charges, and he'll probably have probation for a couple years. They're still working out the details.
Now, there may not be equivalence between these charges and the charges faced by Donald Trump, but I can hear cries of foul and political bias in terms of the justice system from Republicans. Would they be right or wrong, Amber?
It's right. Yes, Republicans are already saying as much, that the Biden Justice Department prosecuted President Trump, a Republican, for federal crimes, and then prosecutes President Biden's son for small misdemeanors and lets him get out of jail. They are wrong to say, as far as we know, that there's political interference on the part of the Biden administration. If you just look at the facts, it suggests that President Biden has done what he said, which is try to stay way out of the way of the Justice Department's mm-hmm. and its various political investigations. This is a Trump-appointed attorney who has been investigating Hunter Biden for the past 5 years. When President Biden came into office, he could have sacked the guy, but he kept him on and let him continue to investigate his son.
Now, it would look bad if he did sack the guy, wouldn't it?
Right.
On the other hand,
right.
Sometimes in a political campaign, the detail can get lost and nuance can get lost. And this allows Republicans to say, look, this guy got a plea deal which kept him out of prison. Where is our plea deal for our main man? And it's just unknowable at this stage, Amber, isn't it? How many voters, undecided voters, it will swing.
Right. I think that's exactly right. I could see an undecided voter here in America who is sick of all this drama nonstop for the past 5-6 years going, gosh, all these guys, all politicians, Biden's, Trump's, their kids, they're being prosecuted for crimes. Maybe they're just all bad. And like you said, there's so much nuance to these cases. They're very, very different. And Trump's charges, as Republicans, some of them will acknowledge, are much, much more serious. And they're, but I could see voters just saying, oh, man, all these guys in America keep getting charged with crimes.
By your tone, Amber, I detect you're almost sick of it yourself.
It's been nonstop. I mean, it's a coincidence, as far as we know, that it's back to back to back to back. But
well,
we're in a new moment here in America.
It keeps you and me on a job, I suppose, talking about this kind of stuff. Has Joe Biden said anything about this yet?
He has. Through a spokesperson, he said, let me read the exact statement to y'all. The president and first lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. We will have no further comment. And as he continues to rebuild his life refers to Hunter Biden having struggled for years around the time these charges were committed, for dealing with substance abuse, with debt, with affairs. He admitted after his brother, Beau Biden, died of brain cancer, to falling on hard times.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see how it plays out politically then. But that is a story, big news from the US. Amber Phillips of the Washington Post, thank you very much indeed for that update.